Marianne Williamson wins Drudge poll after breakout debate performance. By Joshua Kaplan on July 30, 2019. Spiritual guru and author Marianne Williamson topped the Drudge Report's instant straw poll following the second 2020 Democrat presidential debate in Detroit, Michigan on Tuesday night. An early count shows Williamson garnered nearly 48% of the vote, while former Representative John Delaney, DMD, came in second place with 11%. Senators Elizabeth Warren, DMA, came in third, and Bernie Sanders, IVT, placed fourth with roughly 6% each. Williamson stole the show with several breakout moments. The author received raucous applause when she said, "It is no surprise Americans think politicians are all yada, 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 for taking donations from corporate America. We are going to establish public funding for federal campaigns. That's what we need to stand up to. We need to have a constitutional amendment. We need to have legislation to do it, and until we do it, it's just the same old," Williamson vowed. In another moment, Williamson warned Flint, Michigan's water crisis is just the tip of the iceberg, and predicted Denmark, South Carolina, could be ground zero for the next crisis. She then warned of very dark days for the Democrat Party unless they get serious about addressing collectivized hatred purportedly galvanized by President Donald Trump. "If you think any of this wonkiness is going to deal with this dark psychic force of the collectivized hatred that this president is bringing up in this country," she said, "Democrats are going to see some very dark days." Williamson also drew praise for her comments on slavery reparations, which she described as not financial assistance, but a debt that is owed. "If you did the math of the 40 acres and a muley promised to formerly enslaved farmers, today it would be trillions of dollars," Williamson said. "Anything less than $100 billion is an insult. And I think that $200 to $500 billion is politically feasible today. We need to recognize that when it comes to the economic gap between blacks and whites in America, it does come from a great injustice that has never been dealt with," she added. Not only did those who voted for Williamson in the Drudge Report poll think the author performed well, but so do the dozens of supporters who watched the debate in a bar at the Fillmore Theater, next door to the event. Breitbart News' Jill Polak spoke with several Williamson supporters before and during the debate. "I think she's doing a really good job of staying true to herself," said Mary, of Troy, Michigan. "The others are just spinning the questions to say what they want to say. Marianne is staying truthful in answering," she added. "The only question," she said, "was whether the country is ready for a Jewish female," speaking almost prophetic, Christ-like words. Prior to the debate, Williamson supporters held a large rally outside the debate venue. They outnumbered every other campaign present in Detroit, chanting about love and peace. Watch Breitbart News on the ground reporting talking with Williamson supporters below. This story is developing. Check Breitbart News for updates.